Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Now. Good morning, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier, and from gurus to gossip, indeed. Good morning, Benny. How are you?
Good morning! It's
Davey,
party time!
Hello.
I know!
Oh, my God. We will be giving advice. We will be talking to a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. So the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Let's be honest.
There's
Kyle Richards
one.
Has a new book. I love it. I read it. David enjoyed the makeup tips. We're going to be talking to her in segment two. There's so much going on. I mean, and hello, getting to know you. Benny,
oh.
We have your girlfriend coming on.
Me. Oh, you're talking about me. Oh, okay. That's fine.
So here's the deal.
So
people
shy.
Email me. They Facebook.
So
you know,
shy.
Everybody's upset you're not on the Wednesday show. I need my Benny.
Oh.
I'm telling you right. You know, we're coming back to Seattle in what, May or June or something like that. You need to come to one of the events so people can meet you. Put a picture to the face. To
I
the
should
voice.
Send someone else in my place.
To the voice to that changed lives.
Yeah, right?
Benny Mathers.
Nice, I like it.
We'll be talking today about the fact that it is the boy's birthday, first birthday.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay. Mm-hmm.
It's Ethan. Like surreal. You're a real dad.
Well, as of 364 days ago, I was, yes.
In progress.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. Yeah, it literally went by so fast.
It's so cute.
Man.
So we're going to talk about all that stuff and
Yay.
Get all the dirt on Benny, because that's what we need.
Dirt? Oh,
yeah.
No!
So you're going to laugh, because you probably have a ton of snow and cold weather, but this weekend, because David and I have been in L.A., and Mother Nature has decided to make it Florida, it has not really gotten cold, so a group of us rented a house like 6 weeks ago. We decided we were going to go to Big Bear, and we were going to ski, and we were going to wear, you know, we were going to, like, wear gloves.
Have a winter wonderland.
Guess how warm it's supposed to be there.
It was... like summertime.
It's supposed to be like mid-50s. No snow.
Oh.
Do you know how to ski?
I used to until I tore my knee.
Okay. A lot of people do. So yeah. I don't know how to ski. And I don't know if I think it's worth taking a ski lesson for fake snow. But everyone that we're going with keeps saying, and I don't know if this is a compliment or a criticism, but they keep saying that they want to see me ski. And then they get this funny look in their eye. Like that would be somehow entertaining.
I think I can answer that.
And I've heard that fake snow hurts more if you
fall
in it. Is that true?
Why. Like,
because it's basically just ice chips.
And let's remember, I'm
6'6".
So
and that's another reason. It's a long
I'm
way down.
I'm going to fall a long farther.
Yeah.
I mean, one of our friends is like 5 foot, maybe. Maybe. She
the size
saying,
of your leg.
I want to see you ski and then laughs. So I don't know. We'll have
so
to report
mean.
Next week to see whether or not I actually went for it.
I think you should just try it anyways just to say you did the experience because maybe when's the next time you're going to be able to go?
I did it once, as a kid in junior high,
that
but it was
count.
The same situation where there was ice and snow. And I just feel like really what I need is a cup of cocoa perched in front of a fire. You know, playing something like
with
cranium.
Your sweater.
Yeah, exactly. Some kind of sweater. Maybe a hot toddy. Yeah. I don't know.
Hello, everybody.
But that's more my version of skiing. But we'll see what happens. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to get winter weather. I need to let it go. It's fine. So what else is going on in good news? I'm sure you've heard Beyonce gave birth Saturday to daughter Blue Ivy Carter. Now, I realize my name is Dougal Frazier. Therefore, I have no room to joke about names. However, I did think that was an interesting name, Blue Ivy.
It is interesting. They were saying that the blue, I think, is Jay-Z's upcoming album name. And
are you serious?
Yeah, and
he
Ivy,
labels everything all with colors.
Which I
black,
thought was
white.
Are you serious?
That's a lot. Of, mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure on the album.
He named his child after the album.
And what if it doesn't do well? What if the album like bombs?
No, it's
and
gonna
then
do well. People love babies. They're gonna go crazy.
Well,
they're
there's
gonna
the
go
Blueprint.
Crazy.
That's a previous album, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the
BIC
well, that's
cool.
on the MIC, right. You know, something like that. You know, the blue light. Never
and I thought it was sweet that they released a new song on Monday that had some lyrics in there that mentioned that she'd had a miscarriage before.
Yeah.
That must be one of the hardest things in the world. I mean, I just know personally from friends who are trying to get pregnant and then holding the news. But can you imagine being, you know, like a huge star like Beyonce and trying to hide it? Because it's one thing to tell your inner circle if things didn't work out. It's another thing to have
to tell the entire world.
I know. It being
I mean, talk
so...
about pressure.
Well, not only that, there's also been some controversy regarding, like, the time that she gave birth. There were a couple of other new parents in the hospital who said that because, you know, they're celebrities and they wanted to keep paparazzi out, that they kind of put the that whole floor on, like, lockdown.
Yeah.
And there were a few different new parents. Neil Coulon, I think, was one of them, who said that he wasn't able to go see his newborn twins who were premature because they were, like...
Something's wrong with
them. They were locked out because of that. I mean, it wasn't a long
time,
but...
So even though they're locked out, the kids that are born are still on the floor.
Of course,
okay.
Yeah. It's I think they just don't want to let people in for
right.
fear of
wandering
someone taking
around.
Pictures or something.
Yeah, and I would imagine that was not their fault. I would imagine that was something like the hospital administrator had come up with, or they have certain procedure or something like that, but that seems a little strange.
Well, there was also a report that she paid like $1 million to reserve the whole floor, which I don't think that's true, because if it were true, then they would have had their
they
own
had
floor
the
and
floor
people wouldn't
their
have
own.
Been, yeah.
Right, right, right. And I have to talk about something else. So, guys, you know I'm obsessed with Oprah, and
just
the first...
A
all right, Benny. The first episode was last week of Oprah's Next Chapter, which I thought was eh. The second episode, what? I know. When I criticize Oprah, everyone stands away from me like I'm going to get struck by lightning.
And yet you love her. So.
I do. Hello. But the second episode was this past Sunday, where she interviewed Joel Osteen, who's the senior pastor at the Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. And I thought this was really fascinating. So his ministry broadcast reaches over 7 million viewers in 100 nations weekly.
Yeah.
That's
it's huge.
Crazy.
Could you imagine your show doing that?
Please.
Okay, then.
I mean, I thought it was really interesting, and so I don't know if this is... Here's the thing. When it comes to the Bible Belt and when it comes to a lot of Christians, I have two strikes against me. I'm a homosexual, and I tell the future. So they don't take too kindly to my folk. and I was trying to explain to David, because I don't think he's ever been to that kind of church before, but they have a lot of music and... That can actually be really fun.
It looked like a concert.
There is an element of it that can be fun. And, like, I remember being a kid, and at camp we would, you know, sing hymns, and it was, like, a big deal. And it really can get energy moving. But there's something about, like, the minute – and I want to say this. The minute I hear, like, a southern twang in conjunction with that, I immediately think they don't like me. Like, I immediately think I'm going to hell. They think I'm going to hell. And they asked – he asked her – she asked him what his thoughts were on homosexuality. And he did think that it was a sin. And it was so interesting because there were elements of what he did that I thought was really cool. And the interview I thought was really well done. It just it was a good fit. I liked the way she was showing us kind of like the behind the scenes.
Is it like gospel-y? Like, you know, like
– It's totally like that. It's totally gospel-y for like hours. It's full on. And you can't have, if you could see Benny right now, he's doing quite a dance.
Woo!
The spirit is moving him.
Bring it to me, Dougal.
Ow! It was totally like that. And it was fun. And Oprah's getting into it. And she was there with Tyler Perry. And it was a whole thing. And the question that I loved, because admittedly, my own judgment was, here he is living in this like palace. And where does that money come from? And she asked him directly, and he said it doesn't come from the ministry at all. It comes from the sales of his books.
From his books,
but he
yeah.
did say sales of my books and other things. And I was like, what does that mean?
Right. So does that mean if he goes on tour, does he go on tour?
Well, it's hard. I don't know how that works tax-wise with churches. I don't know, but I thought it was an interesting interview, and I thought it was pretty cool.
I agree, and I was proud of her for asking some of those questions, like about, you know, whether he was okay with, you know, homosexuality and the way he lives, you know, in that big house. Like, I thought she asked some good questions.
Yeah, I thought it was good as well. And then, speaking of Oprah, Gail King, I never watched CBS This Morning, but I watched it yesterday because she premiered She's Anchoring with Charlie Rose. I couldn't believe you didn't know who Charlie Rose was, David.
Sorry.
Charlie Rose has been...
Is that like a throw under the bus? Like, how dare you?
Well, you know who Charlie Rose
is,
right? I do.
Right? Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, he's been around for... I was just surprised. He's been... It's kind of like... Not like Walter
Don't
Cronkite,
feel bad, but... David. It's not that big of a deal.
He's been around.
It's really not.
I prefer to get my news online, to be honest. I feel like watching the news...
I've never been at...
It's always so stressful.
Right.
It's always so negative. I just don't like watching it.
I'm a Today Show person. I'm not going to lie. But when I heard Gail King, had to watch it. I thought she was great. She looked beautiful. I thought the show went really well. That show, that network has had a hard time getting viewers for that show. The Today Show seems to always win in Good Morning America and all that stuff, but I thought she did a really good job. So I'm curious to see if, you know, most times when people start a new format or if a big name comes in, they get really high ratings the first day.
We used to have Gail King on here, though, about a year. Yeah, her show before it went big time.
You mean her radio show?
Uh-huh.
G-A-Y-L-E?
Oh, yes. People would sing in the song like that was their start to their morning.
It's like By Menon. It's just one of those
catchy
things.
It is. It does have a hook to it.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It's no Duck Sauce.
No, it's Streisand. Not. No.
I'm not going to lie.
No, no, no.
But anyway, I thought it was good, and I thought she did a good job. Very exciting. So, guys, what else are we doing this hour? Segment three, I will be taking calls, so don't call yet, but we'll call in segment three, and I'll let you know. I'll be doing a few readings. But in our next segment, if all goes, this is where I get OCD. She calls in. I'm not in control, so all of my control issues are spinning around like a crazed lunatic. Take right now. In our next segment,
normal for me.
What'd you say?
It's a normal day for me.
Is that? That makes me so. Like, I've done radio tours before. They're very, very tiring, and you just kind of sit there and keep dialing and dialing. But usually the station calls in. But I don't think anybody cares about my phone number. People care about her phone number. So she calls it. It's true. Like, you know, I'm like, call me, people. So in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Kyle Richards, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're going to talk about the show. We're going to talk about her book. We're going to be talking fashion, relationships. It's a really great book. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show, from gurus to gossip. Indeed. Stay with us. I've never felt like this before. Hi guys, it's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back to the show. So much going on. I'm going to be doing calls in the next segment. Of course, we're waiting for our guest Kyle Richards to call in. She is on a book tour today, and that's how it works. You pretty much sit at home, you dial in from city to city, you talk about your book, and it's very exciting. So when our time is up, the phone shall ring, and we will talk about her book, Life is Not a Reality
You're
Show.
You're excited. Listen to you.
I want to talk to her.
When our time is up. Oh, my God.
Well, we love the show, and it's like I was begging. I was like, please, we'll do it right through this segment. We'll be nice. It'll be exciting.
We're always nice.
And it really is my favorite show. David and I watch it incessantly. We watched it last night.
As far as reality, it's a lot.
Done deal.
It's interesting.
Between that and Celebrity Apprentice, I don't know what to do with myself. So guys, another thing that I wanted to talk about, you know, I've been talking about the cruise incessantly that we're doing in April, and I didn't think it was going to fill up this quickly, but when Carmen, Colette, and I sat down to talk about the cruise, one of the things we discussed is that we wanted it to be really, really intimate. So we only have 25 cabins left. We're only allowing 75 people. It's a small group. So if you're interested, if you've been hesitating booking, you want to give a call now. You can go to my website, dougalfraser.com. Click the appearances page. I think it's the second thing on there just to get information. But we want to make sure everybody has a good experience. And I think a lot of people thought it was going to be, because I've been on cruise. I've participated with cruises before. We've had like 2,000 participants. And it's not like that at all. It was insane. And so it's kind of hard. I remember like I'd go in to do my lecture and there'd be like 800 people in the room. This isn't going to be like that at all. It's going to be 75 people.
And I guess you kind of have to be their friend because you're kind of in one large location and you can't really get off.
Right. Exactly.
Got to be friendly.
Well, that's what we want, though. We want to be able to connect with people. We want people to, you know, feel like they had a full experience. So if you're thinking about it, call and get information. I'm going to be sending out a email blast in probably the next 2 weeks to give you an update. But I think we only have 25 cabins left. Although Colette said it may even be less than that. So you really want to come. It's going to be super fun. I'm working out like crazy for it. That's just what I'm doing.
You've been really using it for a New Year's resolution.
Totally.
I've been impressed by that.
Well, that's what I do. I have to, you would like inspire. I'm going to be on the beach. We're going to be hanging out with people. I need to make sure that I'm prepared for it.
And you were right, I have to say. You know, you wanted to join a gym, and I thought, why can't we just keep on hiking? And you were right. There's something about the group energy, about being in
a gym.
Well,
our other gym was really, really crappy.
And we never went.
What was I telling you guys on that show? There you get a ding for that. You have to go to your environment, what makes you happy, or where it makes you happy,
right?
See?
And this one was like a touch more money, but it's got a pool, and it's brighter, and there's newer equipment, and it just puts you in a better mood. And the other one just when we moved from New York, what are you doing?
I'm swimming in the studio. It's like a pool. I was swimming. I'm
like, what are you doing right now? Guys, how are we going to kill time? I guess we could talk about
it. I know, we're trying to.
Could you tell?
I thought this was an interesting story. You were talking about us going to Big Bear and it not snowing. Have you read the story that in Alaska, there was like, I don't know what town it is.
Cordova.
Like, yeah,
18
Cordova,
feet. It's 30 miles from my hometown.
Exactly. There are 2,200 people snowed into this town.
Crazy.
That they can't get out.
Really?
They're completely blanketed in snow. And it's so funny that here we are being like, oh, I want snow. And they can't get out.
They truck some down to it.
That was a good story.
It's crazy. It's a small town, and yeah, there's not much to in and out of that town in general, and a lot of the homes and the roofs are collapsing because there's so much, and that's the problem they're dealing with.
See, and that's the thing that I keep saying. Like, one of the things that I miss about New York is there's never that experience where you have to kind of be stuck in your house. And I don't want my roof to collapse, but I want that moment where you can't go to work and schools can't, what?
Okay, wait, I got a question. Okay, wait. So what's the deal with them dumping garbage out your windows or something like that? Isn't that true?
In Manhattan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's a sight to behold, right?
Well, it does get, snow can get really gross because what happens is then the garbage trucks can't come around and sanitation can't do their job. And snow quickly turns from a beautiful white into a very charming brown. But the one cool thing, if you've ever been in New York during the snow, is it's very rare that Manhattan gets quiet. And the best part when it snows is to go for a walk at night because city is absolutely silent. And it was such a cool experience, and I just missed that. It's kind of fun. And we don't get that in L.A. We really don't get it. When it trickles here, people freak out and there's traffic on the highway because there's like a sprinkle of rain. I think I've said this before. We were on a hike once and lightning struck and you could hear like the crack of thunder and this woman acted like she had never heard that sound before in her life. And I said, in a moment, water will fall from the sky. Like, she's completely shocked because it's always the exact same weather.
Yeah, you don't have that experience here.
Guys, I don't know. What are we going to do?
Well, you know why. It's because what you said right before we came from the break.
No, it's
you can't
not,
do that.
You can't blame it on me.
Yes, I
no,
can.
No, you cannot.
You can't be like, she's not
well, let's at least
up.
Talk about last night's episode.
Okay,
so
let's
last
go.
Night's episode, they were in Hawaii. It was the two-parter. They were in Hawaii celebrating her husband's birthday. And, of course, the issue that's going on right now is it's pretty apparent on the show that her sister Kim may have a substance abuse issue. And they are pretty good about trying to support her and not point it out, but her behavior keeps becoming more erratic and erratic and erratic. And what I was interested about is it's been very interesting. You know, rarely do you see sibling stuff play out on a reality show. Usually you get to see the spouse for just a minute, but they're in it. Like, they're both characters, they're both cast members, mm-hmm. so you see it constantly and constantly. And that guy that her sister's dating, he just seems...
I feel badly
sketchy.
For Kyle. I feel like she's doing her job. She's being like a supportive sister and she's protecting her. But, you know, it's a difficult position to be in. And they're both adults, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So, I mean, I loved the episode and, you know, nothing really got resolved. She was kind of avoiding it. But I just thought it was interesting for people out there who were listening. I certainly know that I've had family members before who have had addiction issues. And there's something very powerful about their reality is so distorted. You know, they have their own version of what they think is going on. And it's very difficult to get them to actually see. Oh, my God, the phone is ringing. I think that could be that. Okay. But anyway, it's very difficult for them to see what's really going on in the world.
And ultimately, it's not your job to, like, cure somebody else of their issues, you know? It really isn't your responsibility. You can't, you know, in a lot of ways you can't, or, you know, yeah. unless the person wants help.
Well, a lot of times what you have to do is you have to step back and let them kind of figure it out on their own and come to their own kind of reality of what's really not working for them. But you liked her makeup tips. We can talk about the book a little bit. Tell me why you liked her makeup tips.
I agreed with some of her particular products. First of all, she talks about being, you know, very natural, try to go with less is more, which I agree with that. And then there were specific products that I was like, all right, she has probably worked with a few makeup artists, just like a couple of professional things, like, I don't know, her mascara. She doesn't go for, like, the really expensive stuff. She uses, you know, L'Oreal Voluminous, which, you know, anybody can tell you that's one of those things you want to buy cheaply because you have to throw it away every 3 months.
Money on it, right.
Yeah, and that's an easy one to save money on.
Well, we're not going to wait forever because we can't do that. So, guys, I'm going to take readings. We're going to go to a quick break. But if you want to call for a reading, my number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to connect with the other side and see if I can connect with her with mental telepathy. And perhaps you'll call in. And if not, whatever. It's okay. We'll go back to the guru part. So give me a call, guys. I'm doing free readings. My number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377. Or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Of course, we're going straight to our calls today. We have Anne in Seattle. Good morning, Anne.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I wanted to know what your take on charts was.
Astrological charts?
No. Do we chart our, life before we come here?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I always describe in my work is I think we have a blueprint for our life. You know, a lot of people, when they call a psychic, they think things are written in stone. I don't think everything is written in stone, meaning the block that you're going to live on, the house that you're going to buy. I don't think that's written in stone. But I do, however, think that you have a map or a chart or a blueprint for the issues that are going to arise in your life. I also think that the soul group you come back together with, for example, your spouse, your siblings, your children, those are people that you've said before you come to the planet, I'm going to connect with you. This is what I need to learn from you. This is how I want you to trigger me. So I do think there are elements, but it relates mostly to what do you need to learn emotionally and spiritually. Does that make sense? Yeah, because for example, I'm supposed to give advice. I could have become a guidance counselor. I could have become a therapist. As long as I'm in the role of giving advice, then I'm in alignment with my blueprint and what I'm supposed to learn.
Okay. And how about numerology? What do you think about that?
So numerology, that's kind of new for me. You know, we had Glynis McCants on last week, and she's going to be on the Dr. Phil show today, guys, if you're listening, so you're going to want to tape that. I was shocked by Glynis because I thought what she said was extremely accurate. And I did everything she said. We put a one on the back of our door to change the vibration. So to be totally honest with you, Anne, this is kind of a new experience for me. But when it comes to any oracle, whether it's astrology or numerology or tarot cards or the I Ching or anything like that, you want to make sure that you don't become like a slave to it. You can't base every decision on the number or where the planets are going to be. And that's what I've to be careful with. I think if people can pull information from it, if it makes them stronger, if it makes them feel connected, then by all means, go for it.
So as a psychic, can you tell people anything about their chart?
No, I can't really. The only thing that I can do, like, for example, when I listen to you, like, I'm aware of the fact that you're a communicator. So for me, I think in your lifetime, part of your journey here is to help people communicate and understand each other. And that will manifest in a variety of ways. That will manifest in your work. It manifests in your position with your family. So when I'm looking at your chart, so to speak, what I see is this lifetime is about mastering communication. So people will always come to you because they feel like you can help them be understood. You feel like you can help them connect with others. There's something about your ability to kind of process the energy of someone else and make them feel heard. But that, to me, I'm not pulling from astrology or numbers or tarot. That's purely based on the energy that I perceive when I'm connected to you.
Okay, well, my life path number is a 33.
Okay.
And so the 3, that's where the communication is. So I'm a double 3, number 1, so you're right about the communication part. But 33 is also a master number, and it's supposed to be about healing.
Right.
And that's where I'm kind of lost.
Well, so that's what's fascinating to me. So I know nothing about numerology, and that's what I thought was so cool with Glynis, is I would just pick up on what I was getting, and then it would be reflected again in the numbers. And it's funny that you say, what was my number? My number was like a 6, and
a
33, but she even noticed that my toll-free number for my work line turns out to be a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it's interesting that you keep connecting that. So I do think there are patterns that repeat themselves with vibrations over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a connection to being a healer and communication, my advice to you is to come up with an idea or a format on how you can teach people to communicate, because that seems to be repeating itself over and over and over again for you. And if it's happening in your astrology, that's just kind of cool. Like, that's the kind of thing that makes, I mean, your numerology, that's the kind of thing that makes the hair in the back of your neck stand up. When you see those patterns where you're hearing it from one person and then you see it again, that's the universe's way of saying, I need you to take notice of this.
So you don't get any like a any sort of vibration from me about any sort of healing, though.
No, I do. But you do. For me, though, it would be about, so in the world of healing, I don't see it as the laying on of hands. I don't see massage. I don't see acupuncture. For you, you have to be talking. You have to be teaching people about communication and expressing themselves. Okay. So that would be more like circles, getting people to talk, support groups, that sort of stuff. Being a therapist, a life coach, that direction. Helping people with their communication would be the best bet for you.
Okay, so you're picking up on, actually, 33 could be either master teacher or master healer.
Yeah.
You're picking up on the teaching part.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Anne, well, thank you so much. And great question. I love that.
Thanks. Bye.
Have a great day. Okay, we're going to go right to Trish in Ballard.
Can I mention something really fast, though? I know we're still waiting for Kyle.
Yeah.
And I wanted Lindsay to mention something really fast because it holds truth.
What?
And this is early. Lindsay, go ahead.
Your thoughts make your reality.
Oh, come on now.
See?
And how telling about me that for years.
Her mom's been telling her that for years.
Yeah, but maybe I was picking up on the fact that she wasn't going to get through.
Still put it out there.
Yep. You're right. It's possible. You never know.
Okay.
It could totally be my fault. I don't know. But we're still waiting. It's still possible.
Yes.
We still have 27.
See?
Okay, let's go straight to Trish in Ballard, Washington. Am I saying that right,
yes,
Ballard?
Yes, Ballard.
Okay. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. I've been repping in the housing industry, kind of the high-end market. We've had this huge meltdown in the, you know, world economy, et cetera, et cetera. And for some reason, this year that started, it just feels so much fresher and almost like things have been purged out. And I work with so many people that I come across that have lost so many things. And it just feels like things are getting easier. I was wondering what your perspective is on just the global economy, our nation, and where we're headed this year as far as an energy, group energy field goes.
Well, first of all, I absolutely love the way you present that question, because one of the things that has been troubling for me in the past year is I kind of feel like the media won't give us permission to get better. Do you know what I mean? It's
absolutely.
Like they keep perpetuating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they keep showing these stories of how things are falling apart and it's terrible and it's terrible and it's terrible. And I get that, but then we hook into it and it's all we know. So one of the things I try to tell people is I had one of the best years I've ever had last year from a spiritual perspective, from a financial perspective. Things are growing. And what people need to know is that, yes, the economy had some trouble in the banking industry and all of that stuff. And there were problems and things need to be reorganized. But that doesn't mean that you can't make it and you can't change the energy. Personally, I see 2012 as a really, really successful year for a variety of people. You've even noticed it with the change in the weather. It's like it's been a fairly mild weather for the most of the country. It's like things are relaxing a little bit more. Things are slowing down a little bit more. So this is your opportunity to kind of move into what it is that you're trying to manifest and what it is that you're trying to create. And an affirmation that I've been giving people and for myself is I give myself permission to be successful. I give myself permission to be successful because for a while I kept thinking, God, you know, I just bought a house and I know people are losing their house. Maybe I shouldn't say that. We can't do that. You have to recognize that abundance is coming to you and it's available. So in answer to your question, as far as our economy here in the United States, I actually think it's going to be doing much better. You'll notice a specific spike in the months of May and June related to the real estate market, which is really, really good. I just think we have to be more honest about the value of things and the way we exchange. And from an emotional perspective, I think the universe was asking us to look at our greed. People want too much. So it's finding things that make you feel supported, that make you feel abundant, and know that you can do it and that you deserve it. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. Fabulous information. Just what I needed to hear. I love it.
So I think for you especially, to answer your specific question, you'll notice a big change in May and June. Financially, things in the real estate market are going to be terrific. I know my dad is listening. He's in real estate, so I always have to look. it's part of the job.
Well, thank you. That would be nice to have a little bit of it's been very difficult to get through and very difficult to share the pain of your associates that are having such a hard time.
Exactly. So try and change it. Change it into I deserve, you know, I'm allowed to be prosperous. Any words that you want. It's always powerful for to be in your words. And I think we have to block. That's why last week I talked about that goodnewsnetwork.org. You know, it's like we need to focus on good things that are happening so that we can build from that. Okay?
Love it. That's
great.
Perfect.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank
have a great
so
day.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. Okay, we're going to God, we've got all Seattle calls today. We're going to go straight to Annette in Seattle. Good morning, Annette.
Hello. Thanks so much for taking my call.
My pleasure. You've got all this pretty blue around you. Blue light is the light of truth and wisdom. So it's interesting. I don't know what it is about your childhood where there's like a false sense of reality. I don't know what that, if they weren't like sharing things with you. But as an adult, I get this very strong sense that if I'm going to talk to you, if I'm going to hang out with you, if I'm going to be with you, I need honesty. I need candor. I need to feel supported. But you're definitely a seeker of truth. And in this lifetime, there's going to be a lot of times that, you know, doubt comes up and, you know, it's difficult for you to kind of depend on people. But I think you're doing a really good job with that. But there's just this strong sense of I need to be honest with you. So what's going on right now?
That is so right on. I am leaving a marriage. One of the reasons was because the guy is dishonest, I feel. He disconnects.
Yeah.
That's over. That's not even the question. The question is that I've been attracted to someone, and I'm thinking in the last couple of days, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, is this a repeat of the same guy I'm leaving?
I'm sorry and for I'm laughing.
Like, well, it's okay. why I'm desperately calling. I'm like,
here's the deal. What's interesting, actually, if you go to my website, you can click on the descriptions of the colors for free. And when you read about blue, it says this person is questioning the integrity and there could be deception and they could be in a relationship where someone is lying. So I personally think right now that you're scarred and I think you're kind of nervous about it. This new guy that you're interested in, I don't think he's lying about anything. I don't think he's the one. You need to kind of practice right now and call out when you feel like the person isn't being honest right in the moment. So I look at this relationship, this kind of next, I wouldn't even call it a relationship. It's more like a flirtation kind of experimental thing. I want you to just have fun with it. He's interested in you. He is admiring you. I think that feels good. So I would just stick with that, but give yourself, bear with me here, about a year before anything significant happens relationship-wise. This is about you finding your own truth. We need to kind of figure out the stuff of the past relationship, of the marriage, move forward, and let someone earn your trust. I think that's a good affirmation for you right now. Let them earn your trust. But you are going to be more skeptical than usual because of your past history, and that's normal. But I don't think he's lying to you. I just don't think he's the one, and I think you're picking up on that, okay?
That he disconnects, though, with what
he totally totally disconnects, but that's because he's not used to depending on someone. And so the moments that he is with you, it feels really, really good. And then he just kind of goes away. And that's the universe's way of saying, this isn't consistent, this isn't stable. And when you're going to want something long-term and committed, you're going to want something that's really consistent because that works better for your energy.
Right, and I just don't want to repeat the same pattern.
Exactly.
I am skeptical. You're right.
That's okay, though. I totally get it. And like the caller said earlier, that's just kind of part of your chart. That's part of your blueprint. And so what you need to do is tell people that you're dating. This is a core issue of yours. And then when you connect to them, they can kind of help you learn to work through all of your trust stuff, okay?
You're good.
Oh, thank
you're great.
You.
Thank
I
you.
Like you. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. You too. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. Benny, I can't see you anymore.
I know. I miss you so much already.
I know. And David's the tech guy, and I don't know how to press the right buttons. We do have an instant feedback question that I want to read.
Yeah,
so Vicky from Renton. Dougal, if you answer online questions today, please. Oh, I just lost the internet.
What? The world is coming to an end. 2012, they were saying it. What did we talk about? Oh, my God. It's happening, people.
Talk about negative
thought. It's happening, people.
I can't remember her question exactly, but I know it was basically, Vicky, you said, should I try online dating? My answer is yes.
I'm getting
you
under the desk right now.
You should try online dating, but I don't think you're going to meet the one that way. But I do think it's a good way to set your intention. This is a homework assignment that I give to people all the time, and it drives them crazy. David and I met online. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Is that not right, David?
It's nothing to be ashamed of, but it does seem to be like something that people are embarrassed about. I think because
what?
It... I think it sort of hints to the idea that you can't go out and meet people
no.
in person. I don't agree with that.
What are you trying to say?
No.
That I'm a recluse?
No. I don't agree with that, but I think that that is the perception of it.
I think you're probably right. But the truth is, I see it as, especially for women, I see it as you're taking initiative and you're setting your intention and you're letting people know what you want. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. And in this day and age, it's kind of like impossible to not date online. But admittedly, the first ad, this was years ago because you and I will have been together 9 years next month, but the first personal ad that I ever posted, the last sentence of it was must be willing to lie about how we met, which I thought was funny. Not that many people thought that was funny. I think they thought I was being deceptive. But anyway, Vicky, in answer to your question, I think it's a great thing to try. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't be ashamed by it. And again, it's the first part of the year. It's the new year. And it's all about setting your intention. It's a way to give people energy, let them know what you're looking for. And then it helps you kind of fine tune your message. Because when you're clear in what you want, other people are around you and your environment are clear as well, and that's what helps bring it to you. So I say go for it. It's an experimentation. It will be fun. Next thing we want to announce before we go to break is our contest winners. Last week we were giving away three copies of Glynis's book. David, I don't have their names in
front of me. Oh yeah, we were giving away three copies of
Glynis's. Oh, I got it right here. Okay. Yeah, so Love by the Numbers, get that book. But our winners are Silvana Moscato, Robin Norris, and Brian Clark. So we will email you today, and those books will be sent out ASAP.
I love the names. The first one right out of the gate was pretty tricky, and then you just have normal ones afterwards.
No, that's the one you put first.
Silvia Moscato.
Moscato.
Brian Clark and blah.
So, Benny, are you nervous?
For what?
Hello?
No.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about all of your dirty secrets. I'm so excited about this. When we come back, we are going to be talking to Benny's girlfriend, Lindsay. We're going to be talking about the birthday, all of the birthdays this month. I want all of the gossip. Does he eat in bed? Is he lazy? Does he do the dishes? All that good stuff. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. Where's our Real Housewife people? I just don't know. We'll be right back.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Hi guys, it's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. This is very exciting. It's all about Benny in the last segment. Please welcome his girlfriend, Lindsay.
Yay!
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
So I just want to know, may I ask anything? Well, the truth is you don't have to answer. That's the truth.
You
right?
can play the fifth.
That's fine.
That's fine. Well, so first of all, we have to say congratulations because today is Ethan and Eli's first birthday.
Yay! Hey, wait, I got something else for you. Wait, I need to bring it down.
And... Wait.
Happy birthday to my boys. Happy birthday to my boys.
Happy birthday.
I love it. So what are the plans for the day? What are you guys doing?
We haven't figured it completely out, but I want to start a savings account for them.
And that's how we roll.
That's sweet.
She's a
planner.
We go to the bank.
I like that.
We start accounts.
And you know nothing. There's nothing a child loves more at the age of one than cash.
I know, right?
Cha-ching. That's so cute. You're starting a saving. That's so mature.
Only from you. You would find that beneficial.
Well, Bernie has a 401k.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
So are you guys doing a party today?
We did one Saturday.
And so did the whole family show up?
Oh, yeah.
And then some. Yeah.
How was it? Was it at your house? Where was it?
No, we had to rent a place because our house is really small.
Hey. I want to see your house. Every time, Lindsay, every time you post a video online, you have the boys right there, but I can hear Benny in the background, and I want to know, he's talking about the bread and seeds on the bread. I want a tour of the house. I feel like I need to know, like, more details about your life. Like, tell me something about Benny that people would be shocked to know. Does he put cucumbers on his eyelids before he goes to sleep? What do we need to know about the way he lives in the house?
Something they'd be shocked to know.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I just wanted, like, is he a neat freak? Is he a slob?
Yeah.
He's
no.
a neat freak.
He's so anal and organized.
Really?
He never relaxes. Like, if I'm just sitting and, like, playing with the boys or watching TV, I feel lazy.
Why? What's he doing?
Like, just everything.
Like, Swiffering like a madman?
No, like, the minute we're done eating, he's doing the dishes.
Oh, I love that.
And I want to enjoy my dinner for a minute. And he's, like, already doing the dishes or, you know, cleaning the bottles or doing whatever.
Okay, so here's a good question. Speaking of cleaning the bottles, twins, huge deal when it comes to, like, helping out with the boys and getting things done. Is he good about that? Is he changing diapers?
Oh, yeah.
He's good about that.
We've never argued about whose turn it is to do a diaper or anything. It's just whoever notices it goes and does it. And
it's amazing because we found out our neighbors once we had the boys and they were on the way and stuff like that. Like, the neighbor's like, oh, I've only changed like 5 diapers in the history of like my kids.
And he has,
like,
two kids.
They're like 10 and 12. And it's like, really? I've like changed 5 in the last 10 minutes.
I think that's pretty normal. We have friends who, when they go away for the weekend, they don't leave their children with their dad. Like, the stepmom or the mom comes to visit, and I think that's a little weird, like, or it's like this big deal when my brother-in-law takes his, you know, the kids for the day, and I'm like, he's their dad.
Yeah, no, we don't have that. I mean, plus, Benny's off work around 1, and I don't get off until about 4. So he's home alone with them for a few hours every day anyway.
So how does that work? So you guys work together. Lindsay, what do you do exactly?
I'm in promotions.
And what does that mean?
I schedule our staff for events, put stuff on our website, help with marketing ideas. And
let me interject. She works for the sister station down the hall here.
Right. Okay. So just for our listeners out there. If you guys are sponsoring like a music event, you like handle all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that how you guys met?
Yes.
Okay. Who asked who?
Benny.
Benny! Oh,
well,
I know.
Benny told a coworker, and she had to come tell me.
Oh, my. Benny.
What? I had to get a little bit of inside information first.
So, wait. You passed a note in the hall. And basically
her.
Said, do you like me? Check yes or no.
Essentially.
It was all through our coworker.
That's funny.
Now, had you noticed Benny? Like, had he caught your eye before?
Yeah.
That attractive man in talk radio.
Well, I noticed him, but I sat by the coworkers, so I thought those two were hooking up.
Oh, see what you do, Benny? You pass in notes, and then everybody thinks you're, you know.
It happens.
And so I need to know everything about the first date. Was he romantic?
Oh, no, here it comes.
No.
What was the first date? I want to know.
We went to the golf range.
You what?
Oh. Hey.
You went there, to there's the a golf? Little wait. Stop. One moment. We need to organize our thoughts. So, Benny, there's a cute girl at work. You find out that she's interested, and you think, I'm going to take her to the golf range.
There's a reason why.
Did someone tell you she liked golf?
He looked on my MySpace page.
When it was popular.
And saw a picture of me in a golf cart.
Hey, I have to do a little bit of work.
Oh, I don't know why that cracks me up.
I don't know either.
First of all, it's adorable. So he asks you to a golf range, and are you like, okay.
Yeah, I did it, except I hadn't started golf lessons yet.
Right.
So I was really, really bad.
Right. Well, that's cute, though, because then he can, like, you know, oh, hold on. Let me teach you how to hold the club.
Oh, yeah,
no,
right.
He didn't.
You depend on
he didn't?
This
no?
No, he actually, the range has heaters, and he was trying to be nice because it was in December.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to be nice and give me the one with the heater, but I didn't want him to be behind me.
Benny Mather's a gentleman.
Oh, thanks, Dougal.
I didn't want him to be behind me and see what I was doing, though, so I made him switch with me so he sweat the whole time.
Oh, that's so cute. And, Benny, you just have to know, from that perspective, when you ask your girl to the golf range, the first thought is, what am I going to wear to a golf range?
Exactly.
Because you want to look cute, right, Lindsay?
Yeah.
But you also want to be able to swing the club and do a good job. I mean, that just makes things difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be honest. So twins, that's a huge deal. How is that? Obviously, that's like changed things for you guys, right? Do you still have like date night? Are you still ever to have time alone?
We try.
Yeah, that must be difficult.
It probably doesn't happen as often as it should, but we have family that's always willing to watch them.
And so who watches the kids during the day?
My mom.
Your mom? Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. So your mom lives close by?
Yes.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
And how lucky that you get to take them to someone that you actually trust.
Yeah. Well, she comes to our house, which is even better.
Okay. All right. So I want to know, what kind of cheesy TV does Benny watch that he's not telling us about?
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
I get hooked into all the shows she watches.
We do watch The Housewives,
uh-huh.
New Jersey,
uh-huh.
And
who clearly
Beverly
are not
Hills.
Punctual people.
Just a little bit.
So you watch all those, okay.
I've been caught watching the Gold Rush show.
What's that?
It's on Discovery,
he's
right?
He's trying to pick the most manly shows possible.
Yeah.
The Alaskan Gold Rush.
I know, he's also admitted to watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
He does watch that.
I like it.
Yes.
Which, by the way...
I think he actually got me watching that one.
I think I did.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that I love.
It took
love.
A little while to get it out.
So, and how does it work? Like, do you guys lunch together? If you're working together, I know Benny has to get to work earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you lunch together?
We used to once a week, but then, now that we've had the babies, we haven't.
Money's a little tight, Dougal. I'm sorry.
You know, so.
It's tough to eat out. And, you know, we also are not...
Diapers.
Yeah, diapers and all that stuff adds up very quickly. So, we do it a little... less frequent.
Okay, so our friends just had twins on December 30th, and I know she listens to the show. If you're going to give advice to people who have twins right in the beginning, what would you say?
Get them on the same schedule.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. People with children are obsessed with schedules.
Well, but the thing, especially because I nursed for the first 9 months.
You nursed both of them for 9 months. That is really impressive, right? Did you sleep ever?
Well, that's the thing. That's why they have to be on the same schedule, because otherwise I would be feeding one.
A round of applause.
Feeding the next
one. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
A round of applause.
I mean,
sorry,
there's 18. Mother Teresa, and then there's Lindsay.
Right. If you total that up, that's 18 months for one kid. I mean, that's literally,
right.
I'm just saying, that is far-fetched.
I thought of that. Okay. And then, this is so none of my business, and so,
it is.
Do you do it at the same time?
Yeah, I had this pillow that was amazing.
Okay. The double blessing pillow.
And you just...
I had to go get it.
Plop them on. Yeah, I made Benny go get it, because I used it in the hospital. I made him get it the day I came home, because I couldn't do it without it. And you just plop a baby on each side and pull the pillow to you, and they eat.
I can't even imagine that. That's very impressive and very sweet and very loving, I think. I enjoy that. So, this is none of my business. Are you going to have more children?
I would like to someday.
Okay.
It's not anything
Did
to
you
me.
Hear the pregnant pop? Well, not
well,
pregnant.
It's
That's
not
funny
anything.
How you chose some words there.
Did you hear the non-pregnant pop?
It's nothing we've really talked about, but the thing is, I mean, it is possible that I could have another set of twins.
So it comes from your side of the family?
It has to go through the woman, because it depends on the egg.
Okay.
So unless I want to possibly have four kids.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You know, it would be
a
while.
And can you imagine if you had twin boys again, you'd probably name them David and Tuchel.
Actually, that would be kind of cute.
After their gunkles.
Yeah, right? Their gunkles.
Very sweet. Well, Lindsay, thank you for coming on. We have to go, but it was a pleasure, and I feel like you should come on regularly. We have to have updates of where the boys are and get that bank account loaded. Maybe people can call in, set them up for private school, something very exciting. Don't you love that idea?
I love
private
it.
Private school. Guys, we missed our housewife, but we still had a good hour. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for calling in. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow on CBS New Sky Radio at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or call me for a reading, 1-877-936-8425. I'm Dougal Fraser. Thank Lindsay. Everybody, have a great day.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.